It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Thank you for joining us today. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. Lincoln County Connections brought to you every Thursday at 9. We're so appreciative of having the chance to be broadcast countywide through your Quinnebay Communications. We've got a great interview today. We have Ruby Moon. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
She is a Marine Fisheries Extension Agent, Sea Grant. And Ruby, you know, really I think you are an interesting person. You come from a deep family history of fishing, and I would love to tell our listeners about some of those things. But first, let's just talk about some of the immediate dates that are coming up, and we can kind of lay that out. Shop at the Dock, and that's why you're here today, really, to push that and a couple other things. It's here.
We are here again. So Shop at the Dock is happening a week from Friday. The first one will be on the 10th. Then we're doing the 16th, the 22nd, and the 28th. They're not a series. You don't need to attend all of them. Just pick one. Show up for it. We're going to meet at Port Dock 5 at noon, and they last about an hour, but I'll stay as long as you want. Sometimes we go two, mm-hmm. 2 hours.
And just to plug some dates here, you're going to be at England Marine this weekend. What's happening there?
I am going to be at England Marine this weekend, so I'm there on Friday morning and all day Saturday on the 4th. And England Marine's having a big blowout sale, their big mm-hmm. blowout sale yeah. in Newport, and I'm going to be there talking about waste facilities and where they're located on the coast.
Okay,
and how you can dump your refuge.
So just like someone would have an RV, are you talking about fish
nope, not
boats?
Fish waste, people waste.
Oh, people waste, okay.
People waste.
Got you.
So mostly the recreational fishers
right.
that we're aiming to talk to and make sure that they're aware of those facilities and know how to use them and
yeah.
come and see me. I got some giveaways and it'll be fun.
And that
have
would apply to someone with waste that was maybe contained on their boat, say they were pulling out, or their RV, both?
It's they're both, so like your porta potty, or if
yeah.
you have a holding tank, how to dump how to pump out those holding tanks as well.
Okay, cool. So at England Marine, you're going to be talking about waste.
It's
going to be good. And then
it's all important to the fish.
Yes. And then also coming up, probably TBA were the tuning and smoking classes.
Yes. So those I am planning on probably early September. Haven't quite nailed it down yet, but that information will be out soon and posted on the Extension website. So keep an eye out for it. We're going to be canning tuna, have a workshop around that, and then smoking some fish as well.
Okay.
The second workshop.
So before we get into Shop at the Dock, maybe you could bring the listeners up to date on how does Sea Grant fit into OSU Extension, and what do you guys do at Sea Grant? What's the purpose?
So how does Sea Grant fit into OSU? Is that the first question? Sorry.
Yeah, or just try and put us on the map.
Okay, so what we do at Extension is we kind of connect the community to the university through research. So
mm-hmm.
the research that is important to the community, we take that information to the college, and then when they get the data back, we bring that back into the community so that it can be used. That's
yeah.
kind of in a nutshell what it's how that's linked.
Yeah, you know, and I think you mentioned a comment about how sustainable our fisheries are, and I'm sure Sea Grant's had a big piece in making maybe that happen historically,
so
too.
So I think that the fishermen are the reasons that our fisheries are sustainable.
Right.
So we do have like 90% of our fisheries are sustainable, and that is a result of regulation, first off, but
yeah.
also fishermen's innovation in an ability to continue to fish under such pressure as the regulation.
Does the Sea Grant come in at any piece of just at least offering research or best practices
sure
they
do.
See with, you know, because, I mean, you're really interfaced with, I mean, being a generational fishing family, but also, I mean, you must get unique data that you can feed back to these organizations.
We absolutely do. And so that happens as well as, you know, disseminating information that we get to the fleet,
yeah.
both of the on both fronts.
So we're talking to Ruby Moon, Shop at the Dock coming up. She is a Marine Fisheries Extension Agent with Sea Grant. So we're going to take a break and we'll be back in just a moment.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
We're back, and thank you for joining us. I'm Casey Miller, talking to Ruby Moon. We're talking about your upcoming opportunities for Shop at the Dock. And, Ruby, I have to say that shopping at the dock is something my family has done for a while.
Yay, and, glad to hear it.
You know, we go down and we get our fish, and then we come home and have, like, this couple-day canning session.
Okay.
And so, you know, it's really just amazing, the quality of fish. And I was wondering if you could talk about the real opportunity we have here to get local seafood, because you had mentioned that, you know, there is an improvement in getting local food at sort of your bigger stores. But
sure.
As a general rule, you don't seem to really quite find the quality. And I'll be honest with you, I think I got kind of a big brand name tuna one day. I remember I was like, had a hard work on it. I needed some tuna, and I went in and I opened this can of tuna, and it just blew me away. Like, our
so
homemade
right?
stuff. I mean, it was like really different, and you know, honestly, so different that I couldn't eat it.
Oh well, I'm so glad to hear that
for me. You know, and so can you talk about
yeah.
that? What's local and why is it important?
So I think that for me, having access to our local fish is important because I grew up on the stuff. And so I had never worried about how it got to my plate. My dad was a fisherman. It just got to my plate.
Yeah.
But once I got older and actually moved away from home and was on my own, couldn't find it in the grocery stores. And we are starting to see some local product in the big grocery stores. But we have it right here. It's so accessible. Mm. We have great infrastructure for going down and buying, and right now is the time to do it. We have like everything, almost everything is in season and accessible to you to go down to the docks and buy.
You know, and when you're working with your fishing fleet, you know, I notice it seems like we have that opportunity to go to the dock, and then if we kind of branch out to our local seafood markets,
we have lots of those,
you know,
too. Yeah,
we can access it there. Some of them are canning and then maybe
mm-hmm,
offer canning products online. But what's the challenge for to jump to that next level of trying to get it in some of the larger stores? What do you see that fishermen face at getting to that level of marketing?
So I think that, there's all different types of alternative markets, first of all. And guys are branching out and mm-hmm. starting to process themselves and do a niche market for a value-added product, whatever
yeah.
that may be, whether it's canned tuna or smoked salmon or whatever it is. But it's a different level of licensing that you need. So the first level of licensing is a limited fish seller's license, and that's when you go catch the fish and you sell it off of your boat. Pretty easy, pretty manageable for a guy that's also fishing to handle. Not totally. I mean, there's some guys that don't do it because you either fish or you sell your fish.
Yeah.
The next level is like a wholesaler's license, and that's when you start to process the fish or transport the fish. And that's a different set of players that you're playing with as far as the regulators. That's the Department of Ag and ODF&W, and a whole list of paperwork that goes with it. It's complicated. It's really hard to figure out and just roadmap.
Sure, sure. And probably, you know, the pricing, too, and where, you know, the price that food comes in, that whatever, a huge retailer wants to move this stuff at. I mean, I can see that it's pretty complicated, but the local markets really, we're so fortunate.
We are.
I mean, here it is, and the canning, you know, you said you've got this canning class coming up. You know, it's really not that hard to can.
It's not.
You just need a little help maybe to get going.
I think that canning is kind of almost was a lost art. I think we're saving it. I think we're gonna make it happen. But you know, that's something that somebody my age, you know, maybe their grandmother did, but not necessarily that your mother did. You know, it was convenient to go to the store. We had access to foods that had good shelf life. We didn't have to can, and so we almost completely lost that art, and it's just coming back. So I feel like I'm going to be reaching this group, this generation that their moms didn't necessarily can.
Yeah. Do you see the movements, the kind of farm-to-table movement, is it kind of moving in unison a little bit with the water-to-table movement? I mean, the awareness increasing, or are the two kind of in parallel?
I don't know if there, maybe, I mean, I think it is a movement that we want to know what we put in our body, whether it's whether it's water or food. But it, you know, we're a little bit behind the urban areas as far as that local movement goes, but it's happening. It's mm-hmm. happening here. Proof of it was last year and the turnout that we had for Shop at the Dock, and I expect this year to be even bigger. People want to know.
We're talking to Ruby Moon. We'll be back. We'll tell you more about how you can participate down at the waterfront and get that fresh seafood. And we will be back in just a moment. Stay with us. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. We're talking to Ruby Moon. She is a marine fisheries agent, Sea Grant. And we're talking about Shop at the Dock, which really gives you a chance to get oriented with the seafood products that are available here on the Oregon coast. Now, Ruby, like you'd said, you know, there are signs right now. Really,
right.
This is not a hard thing to do. Don't be intimidated if you can't make Shop to the Dock.
So you can do this on your own. Yeah, absolutely.
How would you do it?
So the first thing that I would say, it's really important to wear good shoes when you go down there. There's a lot of cable and rope, and it's wet and it's slippery and a lot of action happening. So wear good shoes. Know where your feet are. Layers, because we're on the coast. And then bring a nice chest and some cash. More and more guys are starting to take your debit card and whatnot, but it's cash is king. Make sure you bring some cash with you if you want to buy a fish. And then look for the signs. They're sandwich boards or they're posters that are at the front of the dock entrance. So you can see it usually says FV, which means fishing vessel. So it'll tell you the name of the fishing vessel. And then it's placed at the dock. That's the infrastructure where you'll find it. So at Port Dock 5, there'll be signs, and that means that those boats are on Port Dock 5 that you can go down.
So now if we do have the opportunity to go with you on your dock tour, like you said, it lasts about an hour. But would I have the opportunity to talk to you, and you're a fascinating woman, and you are a generational, come from a generational fishing family, would we be able to talk to you about all those interesting stories you have?
Absolutely. I stay as long as people are engaged. We talk about a lot of different things. We talk about, first off, you know, dock etiquette and boat etiquette, what you should do when you approach. And, you know, it's a working dock. Everybody needs to move aside. You need to make room for the guys that are working down there. And then you don't board a boat without permission. And and then we talk about things that they should ask when they're looking for seafood, which is, you know, that you want to know how long when they went out. So you can calculate about how old your product is. And you want that to be within 4 or 5 days from when they left port to go get. And then you're buying. You want that to be within 4 or 5 days. You don't want it to have dense or squishy. You want it to be a nice, firm-looking fish. And fresh fish does not smell like fish. It smells like the ocean. Those types of things. Then we talk about fishing practices and regulations and sustainability. And so it's a full day. And you are absolutely welcome to ask not only me, but the fishermen tell their stories, which is pretty amazing. So you get more than just buying fish. You're getting an experience when you go down.
Really a neat opportunity. Tell us about the different types of delicious seafood that are available now.
Man, just about everything we fish for is available right now. I was just down there 2 nights ago and got myself a giant bag of ling cod, which is delicious. So you can get lots of different rock fish are available, as well as ground fish. We have crabs still available. The salmon is in and running. Halibut, we've done our first run, and there's halibut available. We're waiting on that tuna. It should be any time. And just like a month ago, I went down there and bought spot prawns, which is the very first time that I've even seen those available in our port. So that's pretty amazing.
Spot prawns, are they larger than...
They're huge. They're really big. They're like the size, the biggest C you can make with your hand is the size of the prawns that we were getting, and they were delicious.
And crab, too, right
now? Yep, right now you can get crab still, yeah.
How long do you expect us to be able to get crab down at the dock?
So crab runs until the middle of August is our season runs. And I think we're going to go all the way to the end. And then even after that, we have a bay season, a bay crab season that you will still be able to get access. So I expect it to be here.
Now, you'd mentioned that some boats do, I've seen the... they have maybe like the iPads and can take the cards.
And so some of the boats are moving towards, you know, they have like the square on their phone and they can run your debit card. And then there's a couple floating markets down there that are totally set up to do that.
Gotcha.
But I would bring cash just to be on the safe side because there's many boats that are not set up to take a debit card.
Yeah, kind of maybe like going to farmer's market, too. You never know what you might find that suddenly you go, man, I'd like that, too. I'd like that, too. And, you know, I have noticed the first time that I ever saw someone whip out an iPad or an iPhone and pull your credit card through it, it was like, okay, this is
a little scary, right?
Yeah. But it's definitely credible and works great, too. So, but bring cash. That's good
and
advice.
And an ice chest with ice. You really need that.
Okay, so that's really key. And I've noticed some boats seem to bag it with ice for you, but you shouldn't count on that, right?
Right, very few. We don't really have public ice access down there, so they're icing for their own, you know, their own fishing trip or whatever, and they might have some ice for you, but you shouldn't count on it. You should definitely bring, especially if you're traveling any distance at all, some ice and a cooler.
So you'd mentioned the days that where you're kind of asking about, you know, when did you catch this? And so, you know, once you've got your fish and you've got it in your ice chest, what next?
Then, I mean, after you buy your fish, what should you do? You should go home and eat it. Are you kidding? It's the best. So some people are kind of intimidated about cooking seafood products, and I think it's because, you know, it's kind of a delicacy. It's a special thing to be able to get. But I think a good rule is fast and hot. Fast and hot is a really good rule for seafood. Just get it in there, do it really quick on high heat, and as soon as it starts to flake, it's like
maybe a lot more intuitive than one would think to get it home and
yeah.
and get it in the frying pan.
Eat it up. If you do freeze it, you should use a really heavy gauged plastic when you put the fish in, whether that's a seal-a-meal or a Ziploc. The heavier the gauge of plastic, the better it's going to the better the quality is going to be after it's frozen.
Yeah, well, good point, because if you do shop for a lot, you're probably not going to eat it all that night. And so, you know, storing it. And, of course, the canning classes, like you mentioned, coming up. Can you just give us a little foreshadowing? How long might a tuning canning class take?
So we did it last year, and we were there for about 6 hours. But I learned a lot from the first time around, and this time around we're going to do things a little bit different. And while our tuna is canning, I think we're going to do some experimenting and cooking some fresh product. Maybe not tuna, but something else from the catch of the day that's down on the docks.
Sure.
And do a little lunch in between, too. So you'll get a cooking class with fish along with the tuna canning.
Wow. Cool. Okay, so Ruby Moon, she is with Sea Grant. And Ruby, those next two dates for Shop at the Dock are?
The next two dates are the 10th, which is Friday, and then the 16th, which is Thursday, the Thursday after. So.
Oh, and there are others, too?
Yep, there's four of them all together.
Okay,
and they're 6 days apart, so I've covered the whole week, tried to cover the majority of the week.
So if we go to OSU Extension, Google that, Newport, would we find maybe some dates and some information there?
You absolutely would. Sea Grant's webpage as well.
Okay. So remember, look for that. You can go online and find information about these upcoming dates to be determined on the tuna canning classes. Those are coming. Smoking classes.
Yeah.
Wow, perfect. And this weekend you can find Ruby Moon at England Marine. Also, do you have a phone number folks can reach you at?
I sure do. So it is my cell number. It's the best way to get a hold of me. It's 541-272-9096.
Yeah, so Shop at the Dock, great opportunity for you to go get your fresh seafood. And, wow, Ruby, an impressive diversity of foods that are available. I appreciate you coming on. We didn't get to talk to you about all of your personal experiences and being in a fishing family. Yeah, but go to Shop at the Dock and ask her these things. I think you'll find it just fascinating. We appreciate you listening today. Thank you, Ruby Moon.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for listening. So we'll see you same time, same place next week on Lincoln County Connections.